Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Amma ba'd, the stages of revelation, we had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the pen, and the pen had written the destiny of all things. And then stage 2 of the Quran revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed that from Allah al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, the Quran will be descended down to the house of honor. And this occurred when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly to Jibreel alayhi salam, where it's mentioned in al-Bukhari, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ بِالْوَحِي. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken with the revelation. And then we had mentioned, after the book, or after the Quran being now in the lowest heaven, over the duration of prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 23 years, the Quran would now be descended, or the ayat and the verses, either Makkiya or Madaniya. So Meccan suwar, or the Meccan suwar and the Madani suwar, so before migration and after migration, this now would be sent down due to the wisdom and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the occurrence of that which is happening on earth. And we had said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this occur over 23 years. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 40 years old, how did the revelation exactly begin before these verses began to come down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha narrates in a hadith radiyallahu anha, أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالحة في النوم. The first thing that actually began with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to revelation was a truthful dream, or a dream, a righteous dream in his sleep. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح أو الصبح. That he would not see a dream except that it will come as clear as daybreak. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to see things in his dream, and it is mentioned that he would see Jibreel alayhi salam. And this was a tamheed, a preparation for that which he's going to see in the cave, in Ghar Hira. We know when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first received the revelation, it was very difficult. And as mentioned in the hadith, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the cave whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at 40 years of age. And the messenger used to seclude himself in Ghar Hira, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that Allah willed at that time. Until Jibreel came and he squeezed him, a tight squeeze, and he said, Iqra. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "Ma ana biqari wa ma ana biqari." I cannot read. Second time, "Iqra." Same response by the messenger, "I cannot read." Third, "Iqra." I cannot read. And it was then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the first 5 verses in Surah Al-Alaq. "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Read in the name of your Lord who created. "Khalaqa al-insana min 'alaqa." He created man from a clot. "Iqra' wa rabbuka al-akram." Read, and your Lord is most honorable. "Alladhi 'allama bil-qalam." The one who taught, in brackets, to write with the pen. "'Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam." Taught man what he knew not. These were the first verses that came down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. He came down in his natural angelic form. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was afflicted, it was difficult. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam thought he was going to pass when Jibreel alayhi salam squeezed him and had almost taken his breath. Jibreel alayhi salam sent down these verses teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the importance not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him and created insan from a clot, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to read, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خلق الإنسان من علق, he's created the insan from a clot. This was now this beginning stage of prophethood for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a messenger, and now he was given these ayat, and this was now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission was about to begin. Not long after Surah Al-Muzzammil and Surah Al-Muddathir, Ya ayyuha al-Muddathir qum fa'anzir وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ. The verses then came down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stand and warn, and to of course purify himself and stay far away from the idols and warn against them and so forth. But anyhow, in these short few words, my brothers and sisters, we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's revelation, or the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came down in stages. And before the verses of Iqra, the five verses in Surah Al-Alaq, the messenger used to see dreams that would come true like daybreak. And this would occur prior to the verses coming down, as mentioned by in the seerah, 6 months or so before the verses coming down in Ghar Hira, where Jibreel alayhi salam himself had come in his angelic form. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam knows he is special, and knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him, and knows that he has a mission at hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those with the people of the book, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.